Thanks for joining us for another day full of inspiration with the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us from Buffalo, New York, is Christian Science practitioner and teacher, Ethel Baker.
Years ago, while I was studying what Christ Jesus cited as the two great commandments, it struck me. Didn't he give three commandments? Love God, love your neighbor, and love yourself? Love yourself? Isn't that egotism? Self-centeredness? Interestingly, Jesus didn't speak of loving himself except in teaching about God or in meeting the needs of others. The healings he accomplished in his Father's name made the people listen to what he had to say and want to know how and why such seemingly miraculous things could happen. Jesus' first recorded reference to himself comes in the book of Luke, when Jesus was a boy of 12 and speaking to a group of adult scholars. "Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" he said. And later, Matthew records that after Jesus was christened by John the Baptist, the heavens parted, and God said of Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Growing up a twin in a small town, I often saw myself as half of a whole. Later, though my sister and I attended different colleges, I felt nearly invisible and became withdrawn and self-critical. A turning point came when I read Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science. As the truths in the book, founded on the teachings of Jesus, took root in my thought, it occurred to me that God not only made me, but knew and loved me as I really am, his spiritual creation. And I realized if God loves me and knows me as I really am, who am I to disagree? And I saw that God was knowing and loving each person just as much. Having discovered God's love for me and everyone, I began to grow in confidence and academic success, and was even able to help friends and others through prayer on many occasions. As I discovered, learning to love ourselves isn't selfish or exclusionary. Understood spiritually, it is key to loving more expansively. We truly can't obey one of these commandments without obeying the others, since by its nature, the love that is God, as well as the love from God, is as boundless as it is ever present.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.